ridiculous and baseless. That's how the government of Sudan describes a new report issued by the group Human Rights Watch. That report says top officials of the Sudanese government, including President Omar al-Bashir, should be investigated for crimes against humanity in the region of Darfur. Human Rights Watch says the Sudanese government has carried out systematic attacks on civilians in what the group calls a campaign of ethnic cleansing. There are nearly 7,000 troops from the African Union in Darfur to protect civilians. Reporter Daniel Pepper has been traveling with an AU delegation, and he joins us from the town of El Fasher. And Daniel Pepper, please explain for us, if these AU troops are not considered peacekeepers, which I guess they're not, what are they exactly? What is their mandate?
The mandate of the African Union troops here in Darfur is to provide protection and security for the people of Darfur and to create an atmosphere in which there can be a peace agreement, and then it can create a space in which that can be implemented here successfully in Darfur.
And have they been able to provide that security for the civilian population?
The problem with the AU troops here is that they have a Chapter 6 versus a Chapter 7 mandate, which means they cannot fire their weapons unless they're fired upon. Basically, they're observers. They investigate ceasefire violations or alleged ceasefire violations. They write reports about the violations. They send them up the chain of command, and they eventually get published. But in terms of actually preventing violence, it doesn't really happen on a daily basis. And that doesn't even touch on the fact that there are many actors here in Darfur that aren't a part of the ceasefire negotiations.
When you talk with the African Union troops who are there in Darfur to protect civilians, try to keep the sides apart, the many, many sides apart, what do they tell you about their mission and whether they think it can succeed?
There's a lot of optimism within the AU. They want this mission to succeed quite badly, and they are defensive when the issue of blue hatting comes up. They don't want to see the United Nations peacekeepers come in and take over their role. They see a lot of obstacles, though. They are overstretched and undermanned, although at the same time there's a big question mark as to how many men exactly is it appropriate for a region the size of France.
You were talking about blue hatting, of whether UN peacekeepers should be brought in to replace or to incorporate in some way these African Union troops. There is a steady call for a stronger force, for a UN peacekeeping force in Darfur that would have a stronger mandate, right?
Yeah, I've gotten the sense from AU officials on the ground here that that's not really completely necessary, that the UN couldn't necessarily achieve all that much more than the AU is already achieving here on the ground, and that furthermore, the AU is already on the ground here, so why, you know, switch things over completely to a completely new peacekeeping force that some view is already being overstretched?
If you talk with some of the displaced people from Darfur who are maybe in refugee camps who've had a really tough time facing rebel attacks if they try to leave the camp, do they say that they feel protected in some way by the African Union soldiers? Have things gotten any better for them?
You know, it varies a lot from camp to camp, actually, and it varies from region to region. There are some parts of Darfur where the EU is more welcomed by the regional leader, and there are other parts of Darfur where their job is made more difficult. IDPs, internally displaced persons, pretty much across the board say things have gotten better since they've arrived, and at the same time, most IDPs I've spoken to have said that they would rather see the UN here.
And when you say things have gotten better, what would be an example of that?
Well, for example, the AU troops do firewood patrols. They drive outside IDP camps, and they observe the scene as women go out to collect firewood and then kind of return to the camps. Rape has been a big problem here in Darfur for women who have gone outside the camps on their own for long periods of time. They've been attacked by militias, by bandits, by janjaweed, and just the fact of there being a truckload of Nigerian or Rwandan men with guns gives them some sort of confidence and assurance to go out and everything will be okay.
Daniel Pepper, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Freelance reporter Daniel Pepper talking with us from El Fasher in Darfur, Sudan.